Okay, we'll now go over the meeting arrangements. I guess some of you that have been here since we started Thursday, Friday, I'm getting tired of hearing me say this, but for the sake of new ones, I'll say it again. I have continued to be very pleased and to thank all of you for the manner in which our discussions have proceeded over the last few days and even months since we were in Heathrow. The discussions on the future of the organization have been very sincere, and I think we are making progress, and I feel sure that we can work through the plenary in the same manner. I still want to express the importance of everyone in the room, all contacting parties. The president had the opportunity to express their points of view, and this should be done without interruption. We should respect the rights of everyone for their opinion and their speaking rights. We have a lot of members. We're up to 80. I don't know exactly how many are here now, but you see we have a room full of commissioners. I would ask that you keep your points of order to a minimum, because if it becomes very quite a few, then it becomes very disruptive, and I think we'd like to move forward. At this point, I am not aware of any draft resolutions that will be submitted. If some do arise, please consult widely before they're presented to the commission. You know, our goal is to work on consensus and under the no surprise culture. So we would ask that if any are do emerge, please warn this me or the secretary and do wide consulting. I'm asking the chairs of the subcommittees or the working groups to be brief in their presentations, and delegates to be brief and to the point. I think we have a lot of agreement, and if we reach agreement, I think we can move forward without a lot of other comments. I will try not to allow a second intervention from any country until all countries have had an opportunity to respond to a question. So if you can associate with earlier speakers, we would appreciate it. And I'd like to reconfirm of our previous arrangements with the IGOs. I will allow IGOs to make one intervention on one substantive item. And I ask the IGOs to please let the secretary or me know in advance if they wish to speak. I will now turn the speaker over to the secretary for any housekeeping and other items.
Thank you. With respect to meeting arrangements and sort of matters of housekeeping, a lot of the information that you will need is on this pink sheet that you should have received when you registered. So if you want to know anything, most things are there, or just come and find the secretariat. Just want to mention that, as usual, we will communicate with delegates through the pigeonholes, which are located in the foyer outside. And as I said, if you need any help or advice, you know where the secretariat is. We're immediately downstairs. Any documents that you're submitting for the meeting should be handed in to the secretariat, and we will arrange for the appropriate distribution, and it would be very helpful if you could provide an electronic copy at the same time. Anyone wishing to make photocopies of documents themselves should use the copying machines in the business centre, in the delegates' computing in the business centre. With respect to translations, this year the following documents will be made available in French and Spanish: the summary of the Scientific Committee report, summaries of Commission subgroups that met last week, schedule amendments, and any resolutions that there may be. The translations will be distributed to delegates and observers via pigeonholes, and I ask any observers who would like to have documents in French or Spanish to make the secretariat aware of that, and they'll make sure that you receive those documents. With respect to resolutions or proposals, these must be in the pigeonholes by 6 o'clock in the evening, on the evening before the day they will be discussed. So please have them with the Secretariat by 5 o'clock. That will allow us to do the copying and the distribution. Translations of resolutions or proposals will be distributed also through the pigeonholes as soon as they become available, but we won't impose the same deadline as the English version. However, we hope that translations will have been distributed before the relevant item is discussed. With respect to opening statements, the Chair has already indicated that these must be with the Secretariat by 5 o'clock today. With respect to coffee breaks, these will be at the usual times at 10:30 in the morning and 3:30 in the afternoon. There is a government reception tonight, kindly being hosted by Minister Foxley at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and that reception is from 7 till 9, and buses will start leaving from the Sheraton here at 6:30, and they'll leave for the reception as they fill up. I must stress that ID badges must be shown at the entrance of the bus on both trips, so when you get on the bus here and when you get back on the bus from the reception. If delegates want to make their own way there, they must take their ID badge with them, as well as some other identification to show when you arrive at the ministry. The buses will be returning at 9 and will return to the Sheraton, and then there will be further buses that will go on from here to the Sheraton Four Points and the Atten. A note of change to one of the pieces of information on the pink sheet, and that is that the Chair's reception for commissioners and ministers will now be on Thursday at 7 p.m. and not Wednesday as previously indicated. We had to, because of other commitments, the Chair had to change that. Finally, I would like to ask you to turn off your mobile phones or put them in silent mode. And for those of you who are using laptops, it might be good if you could turn the sound off on those as well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
After consulting the Secretary, there has been a little bit of problem with people, when there was less people this year, getting lunch, you know, in an hour and a half. So we've decided to let lunch be 2 hours, from 12:30 to 2:30. Therefore, the afternoon coffee would be at 4. We would go from 2:30 to 4, and then 4:30 to 6, which is our ending time. So that would be the only change to do. This afternoon, we will try to complete by 5:30 on account of the reception, give people a chance to get back to the rooms and all before we leave.